It's been just over a year since President Biden signed into law a record $1.9 trillion relief package known as the American Rescue Plan. The package made $350 billion available for state and local governments to help with COVID-19 aid and recovery efforts. But an investigation by the Associated Press has found that some of the relief money has been spent on projects that have nothing to do with the pandemic. Brian Slodisko is a political reporter with the AP. Brian, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. So according to your investigation, nearly $1 billion has been spent by state and local governments on things like a high-end hotel, a baseball stadium, new prisons, tourism marketing campaigns. What's going on here?
Well, what we found is that in a not insignificant number of instances, that money ended up getting directed towards pet projects by local and state lawmakers. The hotel project in Broward County has been something that they've been trying to build for about 30 years now.
Broward County in Florida.
That's correct. And you see that repeat itself both on the large scale. The hotel project is about $140 million went to that. Mm-hmm. On down to, you know, $53,000 in Woonsocket, Rhode Island to do a remodel of their city hall.
And some public school districts have spent pandemic relief money on new stadiums, arenas, football turf. Some states use the federal money to further school choice initiatives.
That's correct. Those are separate pools of money, but those are other instances of pandemic relief dollars being spent on projects that, again, the tie they have to mitigating the pandemic is tenuous.
Mm. So were there rules and guidelines set out about how this money should be spent initially?
There are rules and guidelines that are set out by U.S. Treasury over how the money can be spent. But, you know, as in many cases, the devil is in the details. So, for example, the hotel, you know, initially Broward County gave the money from the pandemic money directly to the hotel project. Then they realized that, well, maybe that's not totally following Treasury's rules. Treasury actually says, you know, large capital projects like a hotel or a convention center are not appropriate uses of the money. But there is a workaround there. If a state government or a local government has lost a certain amount of tax revenue, they believe, as a result of the pandemic, they can then steer that money into recovering lost tax revenue, and then they can spend it pretty much however they see fit.
And how much oversight is there now by the Treasury Department?
Well, you know, that is actually a good question. There are a number of folks on Capitol Hill, lawmakers, who would like to see more oversight. A persistent gripe of inspectors generals across the U.S. government is that they are typically understaffed and underfunded. In this case, though, I'm not entirely sure that this is the type of spending that they'd really scrutinize just because there are such permissive rules issued by Treasury.
So have you been able to uncover exactly how much money has been spent by state and local governments on actual pandemic relief?
That is a difficult question to answer. You know, Senator Mitt Romney has asked for a more detailed breakdown of how the money has been spent. It's really difficult because, you know, this is a very diffuse sort of operation. The money is flowing from the federal government, from Treasury, out to the state and local governments. The dollar figure of what is going to be spent is likely to rise. There are also governments who have already spent some of that money who haven't, or are planning to spend it, who haven't reported what they intend to use it on to Treasury. A lot of this is subject to disclosure, which is how, you know, we reported out the story.
And as I listen to you, I wonder, has spending money on these odd and often unrelated projects meant that actual pandemic needs are going unfunded elsewhere, like access to free testing or vaccines?
What I would say is that right now the White House is prodding Congress for additional money to mitigate the pandemic. They say additional money is needed to restock testing supplies and additional vaccines. And they cast this as a very urgent and dire situation. So the reality is that they are likely going to need Republican votes to pass any sort of additional COVID funding through Congress. And right now, Republicans are sounding a very skeptical note. They want an accounting of how the money has been spent so far. They would like to recoup some of the federal funding that has gone to states to pay for the package. And right now they have considerable leverage.
Brian Slodisko, political reporter for the Associated Press. Brian, thanks for the information.
Thank you for having me.